And welcome back to Relationships at Work, the leadership mindset guide for creating a workplace we love. I'm your host, Russell Lolliker, a communications and leadership nerd with a couple of decades of experience and a whole heap of curiosity on how we can make the workplace a better place. And if you're a leader trying to understand and improve your impact on work culture and the employee experience, well, you're in the right place. Welcome to our mini episode. These are just quick, valuable bits of information on top of our regular show to help you shift your mindset for the week ahead. I hope you find it really, really useful. On this episode, we're going to get into a week of Work Human Live. That's right, last week I had a bit of fun. I was invited to attend Work Human Live. It is this huge leadership and HR conference in Austin, Texas. And I got to go there representing this show, Relationships at Work. Now, it included some pretty amazing, like, big name keynotes. Brené Brown, Issa Rae, Baratunde Thurston. Wow, just like super wow that they get these kind of names. Now, I also ran into some pretty familiar names to fans of the show. Hamza Khan, I got to spend a lot of time with Hamza. Really, really enjoyed my time with him. Brilliant brain, that guy. And Jeff Harry. I didn't get to spend as much time with Jeff as I would have liked. That man moves around a lot. He is hard to nail down. Needless to say, he was off and running. But just to see this insightfulness and these brilliant brains around this community of people that were just there to learn and engage and, you know, take things back with them into their own work cultures and employee experience, it was pretty impressive. And I have to tell you, there were some amazing takeaways on leadership, on workplace culture. And that's what I want to kind of spend this brief amount of time sharing with you. Just a few notables. I didn't go to every session. I didn't get to go to a lot of sessions, actually. I was too busy interviewing future guests on the show, which I'm super excited at sharing with you. I'm going to be sprinkling them over the next couple of weeks, not all at once, just sort of a sprinkling, as it were. But that's later. Now I want to share some of the notables that I took away. First up, number one, the future of work leadership. AI was such a big topic at this conference. Not only how it's going to be incorporated into the Work Human application, which, by the way, blew my mind when they were showing how AI was being used with recognition software, and just freaking wow. I'm not being paid to say that. I was invited there, full transparency. But I have to say, I was just sitting there a little stumped going, wow, this is a thing. We are going into a whole nother realm with this. And I want to bring that up a bit, because with the Brené Brown conversation, this is where that future of work leadership came in, because they asked her a lot of questions about AI. And she repeatedly just focused on how vital the need to prioritize humanity is still there in our work. Though this technology is absolutely going to help us, it's going to take the humans to prevent us from getting it wrong and losing that connection we need in the workplace. And as much as humanity is important, we also will be left behind if we don't lean into this new way of working with AI. Leaders need to lead, and that comes from learning, even if it's uncomfortable. And you could tell she wasn't, I guess, 100% confident in AI and where it's going, or at least she looked a little uncomfortable. Maybe I'm projecting. I don't know. But AI was such a big part of it. And I think as much as everybody's excited about it, we don't know what's going on. We don't know where this is leading. And leaders really need to lead in this particular case. And that's what she was really focusing on, is it's about the people. It's still about the humanity. Even though this will help us get to where we want to go maybe faster, we have to be really thoughtful in how we do this. She specifically highlighted the need for organizations to focus on leadership that is curious, that it offers grounded confidence with its leadership, and also embraces anticipatory thinking. She was mentioning that these three traits are extremely important in our future of work leadership, especially as we're navigating through AI. Okay, Commonalities. That was another big takeaway. Baratunde Thurston, what an amazing speaker. The man is the energy. Straight up, that's the first thing I want to mention. The energy, the storytelling. Brilliant. And he told this amazing story of his relationship with his mom and how she fostered curiosity and forward thinking in him, even at a young age. He also came to terms with the fact that his mom, as he got older, he learned that his mom wasn't as perfect as he had believed her to be. You know, like parents, we think they can do no wrong until we get to be their age and older and realize they were doing the best they could with the information they had and the money they had. But anyway, it was really jarring for him to realize that his mom wasn't as perfect, especially as he grew in knowledge and experience, but that he still valued so much of the lessons that she taught him. His keynote specifically was about we're all human, that even though we may make mistakes, there is far more that connects us as humans than divides us. Lean into that when we foster these healthy cultures in the workplace. It should never be us versus them, but rather us versus the challenges. Us taking advantage of the opportunities before us. Anyway, his storytelling was phenomenal, and I could listen to that man just talk forever. The third thing I took away from this amazing conference was intention versus impact. This came up a few times. It wasn't always explicitly said, but it certainly was important to note, especially around discussions with AI or around AI, but also about how much DEI has been talking about intention versus impact for years. What do we want to do? What does success look like? And then understanding what we're actually doing, the good and the bad, to our organization, to our cultures, to our employees, to our customers, with the actions and inactions. What is our intention in what we want to do versus what is it actually leading to? We need to value and understand both and then make adjustments along the way. Number four, create what we want to see. That is a quote from Issa Rae. Speaking of storytellers, she exudes charm and awkwardness. That is her brand. But wow, she spoke of the importance of fit as a leader. For herself, she talked about making assumptions about what she wanted to do, act, right, versus what she thought she wanted to do, direct. And only when she saw those who truly loved things like directing did she see that it wasn't for her. These people were making happy faces. She did not make that face when she was specifically directing. Now, when it came to fit for her organization, she talked of hiring slowly and firing fast. That's a term that a lot of people have talked over the years. For her, she said the fast part of firing is something she was still working on. But it was also about knowing her team members really, really well. Well enough to find better opportunities and fits for them that they themselves might not even recognize. And if fit wasn't working, that we need to take it upon ourselves to create what we want to see in the world. Issa was talking about how she wasn't seeing herself in entertainment, in media. She wasn't seeing things that made her think and made her laugh. So she created a platform that spoke to those stories. Now, what can we do in the workplace, in our cultures, that speak to us? What are we not seeing that we know will resonate? Well, we can go ahead and create that ourselves. We can create our own fit. Like I said, for her, it was stories and content that she wanted to see. For us, it could be the culture and work environment that we want to be a part of. And last, and this was the most impactful, and it actually wasn't something that happened on a stage or at a booth. Number five was, what do I do with this? I was sitting in the hallway outside of the hustle and bustle of the conference floor, and I was catching up on some work when an attendee was starting talking on her phone, just maybe about 10 feet away from me. I'm assuming she was talking to a colleague at work because she was immediately talking about work and talking about the conference. And she got into how inspiring the conference was, how aligned she was with everything, how these were her people. This was her community. She felt like she was a part of something. all amazing things. But then she said the one thing that I think really resonates with a lot of us. But what am I going to do with this? She was saying that she had all these great ideas, this amazing knowledge, but she was going to go back to a culture and to leadership that was going to just say, checkbox, we sent you to a conference, without really any interest in adopting anything new. So that's really frustrating for these HR professionals to learn and to feel like they can move the needle on things, only to go back to an environment that may not be as willing to change as they say they are. It broke my heart to see this passion, this woman feeling like she found her tribe, only to be balanced by this frustration and this exasperation. So those were my key takeaways from my experience of Work Human Live. I know many people that attended had a laundry list of things that made them think differently, things they wanted to try. But for me, yeah, those were five that really, really resonated. So I want to thank very much to Work Human for having me. It was an amazing experience, and I look forward to learning so much more about their work and their focus on recognition. Teaser, I'll have my first of five interviews coming up in the next couple of days. Please stick around for that. But I also want to add one additional recommendation from me to you after thinking about these takeaways for a couple of days. Control what you can control. Influence what you can influence. Don't go crazy trying to make bad leaders better leaders. Don't go nuts trying to make engagement more than it is within the culture of the organization. That just leads to frustration. Instead, try to focus on your immediate environment. Focus on those that report to you. Focus on your team, yourself. That's where the real change needs to start. No matter what technology you're adopting, no matter what new ideas you're trying to incorporate, that's where the change starts and can be modeled for others. That's it. That's all. We're done. Another episode, a mini episode, mind you, of Relationships at Work, the Leadership Mindset Guide to Creating a Workplace We Love. As always, I'm your host, Russell Lolliker. Thank you so much for joining me. If you've liked these quick little tidbits of mindset shifting, I recommend that you sign up for Raw Notes, which is my weekly newsletter, which is where actually I pull a lot of these ideas from that inspire these mini episodes. But they're a few months behind. So if you want to be at the top of where my brain is and what I'm thinking about these days, go to russellolliker.com or relationshipsatwork.ca. And there you'll see free employee interviews. Well, that's just the free tool you get when you sign up to Raw Notes. So click on that, follow the instructions, and there you have it, all for free. Anyway, you have yourself a great day, no matter what you're getting yourself up to, and I will talk to you very, very soon. Take care.